most people.
So this is where we start.
To raise the curtain. Who stabs people?
But no. Well,
usually the girls that the men stab people, the ones that be on cheating the most though.
Yeah, your man could kill me.
Is it because of the thrill?
The thrill,
thrill
seekers, man.
I've got Fort Park, man. Wait, play with me.
Wait, can I keep that part in? Or
of course. Okay. That's all good.
Okay. Yeah, all good. Yeah. Hey, man.
Do we got with us today, Irish Santa?
Fucking hell. I'm never going to shift that name.
Man.
It's one of the funniest things I've ever seen. I swear to God.
Alex's nephew calls me Irish Santa once.
Niece.
I'm done.
Flipping. No,
I can't even look at myself in the mirror now.
Because the way she was, incriminating, like not incriminating, she was investigating me. She was like, when she's like in a like childish mood, she calls me AJ. So AJ, had any white girlfriends? I was like,
yes.
I was like, little woman. I was like, I'm your uncle.
It's a girl folk business.
You know the ones where you realize, like, but me and my niece were like 10 years apart, so he's turning 16.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So we got like
you're in the same generation gap.
Yeah. So we're kind. It's kind of like little sister
Same age gap as me and my little sister.
Yeah. So then I'm like, who are you talking to? And then I was like, nah, I've never had a white girlfriend. And she's like, what about your white friends? And I was like, yeah, there's one or two.
Yeah, you keep a white boy or two.
Yeah. But then she was like, oh, why don't you have many? I was like, I don't know. And then
can't have too many white friends.
Yeah. Then like 2 weeks.
Trust me, right?
Yeah. Oh yeah, you might want to speak when you're speaking to the thing. Yeah,
bring the mic too close.
Yes. Fist. Yeah. Fist. Put your fist there.
Yeah. And then yeah.
No, but seriously, fist.
No, you honestly, like, you want it like a fist away from your mouth.
Yeah. But yeah. So then she messages me randomly like 2 weeks later. She's like, you do have a white friend, Iris Santa, and I was like, I know you're not talking about Jen.
I saw that name. I was like, yeah, I know that's me. I know that's me.
Nah, I saw that.
We've got the man, the myth, the legend.
Yeah.
Like Alex be putting all these cases on.
No one's name's been mentioned on the podcast more than Jem's.
I swear it has to.
Like, you're looking like 100+ years like in jail. Yeah, Alex be snitching you crazy.
Stuff that happens when Jem's around isn't normal, man.
Yeah.
It isn't normal, man.
It's like shit follows us though.
Yeah.
Wherever we go. Shit follows us. Can't even just go for a little nothing. Cinema, even go to cinema. Wilding out. Like, what's going on? Went to watch Black Klansman with this guy.
Yeah.
But everyone looking at me funny because obviously we're busting up laughing.
So Black Klansman is like, obviously, like, it's like.
It's a true story, but it's like kind of take the piss. I mean, obviously, John David Washington's sick in it, and he's like, oh, you know, I'm white, you could tell by my voice and all of that.
And we're, as well.
And we're laughing at every joke. Like,
oh, he's like, the girl button, you've got a picking nigga.
Yeah. So, like, we're all just like busting up joking. But then, like, we look around, and all like the white people, like, they're just like nervous to laugh. Yeah, and then, like, just looking at Jem kind of funny. He was like, oh, you one of them. But should we even talk about DR, man?
Mm-hmm.
Well, you've mentioned it. Me and Ludo ain't saying nothing. You mentioned it.
Yeah.
The shit you I've seen, it. I told you, look, I feel like a war veteran coming back from Vietnam.
You know what I've seen, man?
I've seen too much things, man. Like, when...
Tell him, Papi.
Not everything you dove, has to be spooky.
Bro,
Not everything has to be spooky. Sometimes you can have good, clean fun. It's okay.
It follows us. Like, even... So there was one night...
Tell him about the Venezuelan guy in the pool. This was honestly,
it was
everyone was so uncomfortable.
So there was like this Venezuelan guy pulled up, and I'm messing around. It sounds weird. I'm just like I'm playing with Dylan in the pool. Like, me and Dylan are...
What are you doing in the pool?
We're just...
having a good time.
Wrestling. We're like trying to do like who can stay underneath the water the longest kind of thing.
You are so young, man.
But it was just one of them ones. We're like drunk in the pool.
Deep, I swear these men are so childish. Yeah.
But like, was even like doing wrestling like moves in the pool and shit.
You have to do that.
So then I'm underwater now and I hear something. I come up and like my ears are... And then I hear something. It's like, what up, my nigga? And I'm like,
did I hear that correctly?
I look around and there's some Venezuelan guy. And I'm just like,
how did you know he was
You know that video?
No, because we met him like 2 days before.
Yeah, you know that video of Vince McMahon He's literally the same as that when he says it to Booker T, and I was there like, then, what has just happened?
But then
he was an Afro Latino then.
Nah. But it even happened with one of the Afro Latino. But the way he said it like he wasn't one of, I don't know, because you know that I know black people, Dominican.
Yeah, yeah.
Like
that's the, nunca.
Yeah, yeah. That's the way they were coming from. Like yeah. The black people was waiting for our boat, and he was like, "What up, my niggas?" And was like, you know when it sounds forced.
Yeah.
And I was like, but I'm on holiday. I don't want to be starting shit in it. Like, I've already come from like London to get away from it. I was like, do you know what? I don't care right now. I'm on holiday. I don't want to be arguing with
people
in the pool.
Well, how old was this dude? Was he like a grown man or like our age?
He was a grown man. Yeah. I don't know how old he was, but I say, old enough to have a kid.
Not grown men too, but.
Yeah. Nah, he had like a young kid.
But let me tell you about, so we went for a civilized dinner, but Jem was drunk. Do you want to tell them how you got molested? Yeah.
Wait, what?
Oh, huh? God damn. All right, so...
speaking to
this
mic.
This is the pool party day, yeah? Mm-hmm. So, phone party all day. Like, from I was drinking from probably about 10 a.m.
Well, yeah.
One of those ones. These lot didn't start drinking till later. Mm-hmm. And it wasn't even a party that was supposed to happen. It just came out of nowhere. Yeah. They just bought a phone machine, and then next thing you know,
everyone's turning
foam up. Everywhere.
Yeah.
So I was licked at this point. I was having a great time. And then like we were like, yeah, let's step out. So got to like 7-8 o'clock and we went out to eat. I was finished. I was like, I'm going. I'm just crashing. So we went, like we were in an all-inclusive, but Dominican food, it ain't it.
Dominican food really ain't it.
I'm telling you. I can't tell you what kind of food it is.
So
it's terrible.
It has stuff like Mexican food kind of like, infused and like, has like refried beans. If you've seen black beans,
yeah.
But it had like,
were they plátano?
Yeah. But their ones are sweet. I feel like they fry it with honey.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. But in the hotel, nah.
But everyone we were speaking to, like, oh yo, the food's shit.
Yeah.
And like, we didn't want to be like disrespectful.
Yeah.
So we gave it a try. We was like, yo, this is whack.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And then but yeah, go on.
Yeah. So that's how we ended up like. In this restaurant, in some Italian restaurant down the road. So I was like, yeah, I'm cutting. These lot stayed there. So as I'm walking back to the hotel, like it's literally like 50 yards walk.
Yeah.
Nothing. As I'm walking, this Dominican girl comes up to me. She's like, you want a massage? I was like, obviously, I'm drunk and like, I am not entertained enough. And I was like, no, no. And then all of a sudden, she just grabbed my piece.
Damn.
Like literally... For 5 seconds. Like, it wasn't even like a little brush and that. She cupped it like, for 5 seconds, looking at me. I was looking at her. Oh, and then she took it off. I was like, what has just happened?
I was too
focused on getting back to my bed to even contemplate what happened. I was like, all right, let me keep on going. Yeah.
So my,
but there's prostitutes everywhere in DR.
So my experience was, I'm eating dinner now. Like chatting to the guys, whatever. This is where it was like nice scenery. It was by the beach, everything. So I'm eating dinner, and Dill was come back, and it was like, yeah, like the prostitutes are mad, like
hands on,
forward.
Yeah, like they're forward. There was like one of them tried following him to the toilets, and he was like, yo, like the prostitutes aren't like they'll charge like 150, and they're looking kind of crazy, like. Where you say no straight away. Yeah.
But let's pause. Say no.
No, don't do that. Don't do that to him. But so he was like, yeah, like, nah, it's mad creepy. Mm-hmm. And then we were like, yeah. But I was like to him, it's not that creepy. Like, just do it as a joke. And he was like, nah, the way they do it is just like, bro, like, you don't, like, you fantasize getting touched by a woman, like, leading, like, where they start the.
Where they initiate.
They initiate. Yeah. I was eating dinner. Imagine I'm facing this way. I hope I don't spill this. So I'm eating this way, and I feel a little hand creep up on me. But I'm eating dinner, so I was thinking like it was.
You thought it was one of his boys. So I thought, you know, yeah, right. Yeah,
just gem.
All right.
Usually setting.
So then the hand's like on me for a minute, and so the hand is kind of light skinned. So I look up. I'm like, Dylan, what the fuck? So then. Then it goes there to my midriff, and then I swear to God, I had an out of body experience. It was like you freeze up, And I just turned round.
It's not Dylan. It's not
yeah.
And it's, que lo que, papi? I'm just like, and she's like literally just grabbing it.
That's crazy.
And like, she's just like shake, like, and I was like, I've already knighted.
I ain't paying for this.
But at this point, there was like four or, there was, no, I think there was like six of us. And you saw them, they were like, yeah, everyone.
Literally, it's just like, everywhere you go, if a woman talks to you, she's a prostitute. Even in the club.
I thought in the club, I was like, everyone loves me, man. Yeah, yeah. What's going on? Why is this woman looking at me like that?
Yeah.
Hey,
but then you find
a mark.
Yeah. And as I'm walking out of the club, like, the amount of people just like stroke you and hold on to your hand. And I'm like, nah, I ain't this good.
It's crazy culture though, man.
Yeah.
But I think because it's just like sex work and tourism, but
I guess they got to get their bread, didn't it?
There was one night I wasn't in attendance. None of us were, but we was watching through another person's eyes on social media. Bro, what I saw was very crazy. I saw condensed milk being poured on prostitutes. Another prostitute eating her out, and
how
I was
did you know the milk was condensed.
Huh? It was thick. It was thick.
It was in one of them tins.
Okay.
It went out the tin opener.
Yeah.
Expired, probably. It was probably, I don't know how old it was.
We're just watching like two girls eat each other out in the club. What's thinking?
In the club?
In the club.
Yeah, in the club. This is on the dance floor.
Wow. So then I'm thinking, yeah, I was like, yeah, I'm glad I didn't go out that night. Then the next snap I saw, I said, I'm never going to that place ever again. So a guy's sitting there, just like throwing cash. So I think it's some American guy throwing cash. Prostitute comes. Legs hair, puts his pussy in his face. He starts eating her pussy.
Oh my!
In the club, I'm like, dog,
we can see you.
Like, why would you eat prostitute pussy? Like, even if you, I swear to God, if I pay for pussy and I eat her out, you lot gonna sentence me to jail. Like, I was just
be the best of the best.
Hey, I need to ask him what he was tasting.
Why is he looking at me like that?
Nah, he's trying to get his money's worth.
But no, we were seeing stuff.
Yeah, he's paying for the services.
Yeah,
we're seeing stuff.
Fair, you know, you got to go all the way.
Yeah, but
same routine.
Hey, man. Yeah, same routine. Like, you're not paying, bro. I don't. You don't want to differentiate.
Yeah. But my question.
All the tricks I do in my normal life, I got to do. I'm paying
for it. What, you trying to get some practice on it?
Hey, man. Free shot. You know, like you go goals to like get your shot in.
Yeah.
You got a match on Sunday. You know what I'm saying? Yeah, you got
to
just.
But my question to you lot, is what would you lot rather do?
This would be good.
A lad's holiday or a vacation?
Lad's holiday.
Where am I going? Who am I going with? I would rather go on vacation and go with you niggas.
Let's go Santorini. Listen,
if you ever catch me on holiday with these two niggas, Bo and Dill, nah, I'm sorry. Nah. No way.
Are you back on vacation?
No, it's fair, no.
You don't want to be on holiday with these niggas, bro.
I want to do it once. Innit?
But give me.
We've done it six times already. Listen, I'm
those fed up. Manchester for vacation.
Hey, those two nights.
Give me those two nights in Manchester for vacation.
No, actually, no. I'm doing lads holiday. That's the lads holiday, though. Isn't it?
Yeah, I guess it's going to count. Gem? But as I said, it depends who I'm going with.
Oh, it depends who you're going with.
Cause I ain't going with these niggas.
I always pick the boys' holiday, just because. Do you know? I don't like anyone that much enough to be around them 24/7.
I've been on vacation three or four times.
And you've argued probably every single time.
Bro, the way to describe it, it's a lovely time. Yeah. Don't ever get twisted. If you're watching this, it was a lovely time. but vacations genuinely feel like boot camp.
Like in what sense?
Bro, women wake up at 6 a.m. Boom, get the day started. I'm like,
we got itinerary and that.
We're going to do this. We're going to swim with this. I'm like, bitch, I don't even swim.
I can't swim.
It's like, you're going to, like, the activities are jam-packed. Up, and it's like,
because they want to make the most of it.
Yeah. But
hay fever's fucking slumping.
Yeah, but
you got to make the most of it, though, innit?
Yeah, you have to. But at the same time, you have to have your rest. Like, a vacation.
You've got to enjoy the holiday.
A vacation is a time to take in, like, sun and to feel.
But you know what you're going to get? You're going to get that, we can sleep at home. Why would you come on holiday?
Yeah. I hate that, though.
But the thing is,
I go on holiday to sleep.
I'll pay just to go sleep.
Yeah. I go on holiday to not set my alarm.
Yeah.
Have you ever, like, woken up without your alarm?
Yes.
Yeah, it's a wonderful morning. Like, the birds are chirping, the sun's rising.
Why am I singing?
Yeah. You're picking up flowers. Just
yeah.
You're clicking your heels twice. But like, it's, I was thinking, I think I'd definitely 100% take a lad's holiday over 100 times. Mm.
But it depends. Like, I couldn't do one of them lads holidays 24/7. Like, out every night. I need one day on.
Yeah, one day on.
Two days off.
Yeah. For instance,
maybe 3 days off.
I was looking at my boys. He went to Marbella. I said, damn, third night in a row, I'd be finished.
Yeah.
After drinking one night.
Yeah, yeah.
My body starts shaking.
Shutting down, man.
Yeah.
But when we met Manchester, I was drinking 2 days in a row.
Yeah, I was wrecked.
I was burst.
But do you know, the
3-4 day recovery. You see, not because I was talking about, because the weekend we went, Arms Corleone and Bouncer fought, innit? Yeah. He was just talking about Arms was going to be, they're going to be sleeping for bed. Like, nigga, yeah. I was sleeping for bed. When I went to sleep, bro, I was slumped.
It's one of them ones, like, if it's 2 days, I can give my all.
Yeah,
it's like
actually Friday, going crazy.
I need to see the end in sight.
Yeah.
It's like,
but I can see the end in sight. You know
like,
what?
It's like game 6 and 7 of the final.
Yeah, literally
48 minutes. Yeah.
Leave it out there.
I'm gonna leave it all on the floor.
On the floor. I got the off season.
Yeah,
relax. Exactly. Yeah,
but it's like, yeah, I ain't really.
How many days you guys been with DR for?
10 days.
Okay, yeah. You can't do 10 straight days off.
Did about 2 days in 10 days.
So you
like, literally, I like day drinking and that.
Okay.
That's so much more than going club and like late nights. I prefer day drinking.
Yeah, I can't do like a back to.
Yeah, in the sun and that. Yeah, come on. No, I don't want to be.
It was nice.
Stressing out about going out to the club.
But don't you think that's crazy though, how like it's become such a like a, even a social media thing where people know if you're going DR, there's gonna be a lot of like sex workers.
Yeah.
Do you know?
Like a meme now.
Yeah, but it's one of them ones. Yeah, like, I promise you. Go to Jamaica, you're gonna see a lot of prostitutes.
A word, but you don't really hear it like compared to like DR.
Because it's like
you know, like the $40 joke. Like
yeah. Right? But it's not a thing. But
it's not $40 though.
Yeah.
So that was a lie.
Like if you go to Jamaica into the club.
Man went to the DJ, like, yeah, the food. Yeah, broke ass nigga.
Why is she saying 100? No way.
I had another 60 on it.
But you're already in my room, so.
But if you deep it, prostitutes are everywhere. They're on 4th Street, Edmonton, and they're mad racist as well. They don't fuck with niggas. Like,
I hear that.
Like, I'm trying to even, like, get. You know what? Sometimes I want a prostitute to approach me. Like, they're like one of them Polish ones. They don't even look my way. I'm like, damn. Like,
you know, their clientele.
Yeah, I'm like, damn. Like,
the target audience.
You know, yeah, literally, yeah. So, like, they don't want to waste their time and energy on you.
I was thinking one night, I was like.
Compared to DR, where there's probably a lot of guys that look exactly
I was
like
in DR.
You, are on all of that.
I was trying to talk to her and be like, yo, how many for 4 niggas? A little cheaper.
Well, I wanted to buy it wholesale.
Yeah, but nah.
Like it's Costco.
I've always wondered though, like, why don't women run trains on us? Would you let someone run a train on you?
I ain't got enough.
You ain't got enough?
I have to call up with the boys, like, yo, can you munch on me a couple of inches?
That's gonna have to, bear man, I'm gonna have to be. I'm gonna need a bear energy.
Spirit bomb.
I said, are you mad? Like, I ain't got enough.
Like, save a group of
I only got 3 strokes in me. I mean, come on.
Bro, I ain't got enough strokes for
I'm enough after 3, then like, there's 4 other girls there, like.
Bro, it's enough after 3. Listen, that's what I'm thinking.
You gotta take a little gas station dick pill to.
Rest in peace, Kevin Samuels.
Damn, hey, man, heart attack.
Apparently.
Yeah, you took a gas station dick pill, bro.
Hey, I swear, I was talking to Pippin about this. I took one, yeah.
Oh my God.
I swear I nutted quicker.
What?
I nutted quicker off a Viagra pill. I was like, what's going on?
You took some.
But did you,
stay hard? Pause.
I said, what's going on?
Did you stay hard though?
Nah.
That's a waste of time then.
So no.
Did you like?
I took it. Bro, it didn't work.
Not at all.
Bro.
Hey, Jim, have you ever taken any like Viagra?
Nah, I need to though. Trust me. I need that.
I took it for like experimental reasons. And then I was like, I wanted to go back to Boss Man and be like, yo, this shit's not working. But
you stepped on.
That's a problem. You're going to Boss Man. I want that prescribed shit. Yeah, I want to go to my GP.
I got ED.
Yeah. But it ain't working.
With me, I couldn't go up to Boss Man because like Boss Man always has a lot of customers. I can't be out here saying, yo,
my dick ain't working. You sold me Skittles.
I was thinking, nah, man, this is fugazi. Yeah. But nah, man, that was, the past 10 days were good. But it's always like when you come back to London, you realise how depressing it is.
Or London. Mm.
Like, nigga, I got hay fever.
That still exists abroad.
This is the first day I'm stepping out my house and literally the first 10 minutes, I'm rubbing my eyes.
But I'm slumped. Bro. I can't even hear it in my voice. I'm slumped.
Oh, you got the...
Yeah, bro.
I don't usually get a blocked nose. It's my eyes. And then they turn like mad, like red.
I got both.
Bro. Damn, that's tough. Niggas got hay fever.
You ain't got hay fever?
No.
Watch when you're growing up.
It's that chain. He takes that chain off.
Oh, the
hay fever affecting the chain gives him immunity.
Yeah, hey, man.
But nah, yeah, man. That's a. Oh, have we even done intro?
Nah, you're late for that.
You start talking about DR. I'm going to talk about the intro damn near halfway into the episode, blood.
Hey, that's how we do, man. When have we ever done intro at the start? But what should we talk about?
Usually closer to the start than that.
Yeah, but what should we talk about today? Should we talk about Michael B. Jordan?
Oh, and...
By the way, when are we dropping this? On Sunday?
Yeah.
Cool, that makes sense. Well, Michael B. Jordan trying to hide the pain.
Bro, when I saw that video, I was like...
That man there gave Cordae Lori Harvey's ticket.
Bro.
I'm crying.
Cameraman was loving it, man. He was rubbing his hands together. Yeah. Kept on long enough.
For like, yeah, this shot's going to make him famous.
Just for him to be there. Yeah.
But you also said, he's not a good actor, so he loved it for real, bro.
I said he's not a good actor.
He took someone else in her seat as well. He was like, he just shouted me yesterday.
No surprise. You know them ones where you've made like plans with Shorty in advance?
Yeah.
Like a nice hotel. Mm.
You shout with your friends, you don't really chill like that.
You're not
chilling with Cordae on a regular basis.
Yeah, but that man there, you know they're available.
Yeah.
But you're trying to call the restaurant or something like, can't cancel, can't get your deposit back. You're like, you want to come to this little restaurant? And you're thinking, shit, there are rose petals around here. But nah, man, it gets like that. Sometimes, they were saying like, losing your first bad bitch, it hurts. But
hey, bro, said Lori Harvey only does year relationships.
I think it's a year. She's like, no, I'm out.
Yeah,
man.
She like, I'm out.
She sounds like rolling on wrong contracts.
Yeah. Bro, I know Steve has a saying that 100%.
What's like they go on Twitter, bro? Niggas lose their woman and start chilling with anyone. Nigga, why are you a Cordae?
Who?
You're
a Cordae, man. Nigga, you're like 10 years older than him.
I told you, look, man. When I went through my first heartbreak. I was on the block. A nigga like me on the block. When you're hanging with the shooters, the drug dealers, like, hold my line.
I want to feel something.
Anything to take your mind off it, man. Like, nah, man. But I always tell niggas, like, when you lose your first bad bitch, the next one's coming.
Like a bus, innit?
Yeah. Next 15, one's coming.
They're not as often as a bus. I'd say like an overground.
Bit different when you're Michael B. Jordan. Michael B. Jordan.
Michael B. Jordan's going to have that, they're not her.
They're not her.
But
the thing is, it's also, you might have a bad bitch or what, you're going to get another, be like, but it's not her dog. And man, I'm like, she's out of fix. Shut up, that's my baby dog.
You know, have you ever been like to your man them and been like, I'm never going back to that girl?
Yeah.
Whole time. Whole time you're like this, it's like,
I'm crossing my toes, mate.
If she takes me back, I'm right back there.
I don't know. Let give me a chance.
With someone that I broke up
haven't
with
you?
Or stopped talking to, nah.
You're not living right, man.
Nah, man, I'm always.
That's not.
When you're like spinning the block, hey, spin that coupe. I just see something. Baby.
I know, Jambi.
I've never spun the block.
Never.
Right. Don't lie. Why man invented spinning the
block? Why man literally made movies about it?
Bro, how many times start off in high school? Alfie Moon and Cat Slater break up and get back together, man.
If me and my girl break up, you got at least. I have to wait at least 18 months because I'm going to be in and out.
Yeah.
But then that's when you flip the script, when you're chatting to a new babe who's just freshly broken up, you got to understand.
My man's still there.
She is going to be fucking her ex.
That's why I rather not.
Like, if you're chatting to a new girl, she is fucking her ex.
So then how long do you feel like you should... So let's say, for instance, you're moving to a girl and you ask, like, you get to talking and you're like, okay, how long ago did you guys break up? Like, what's a healthy...
They tell me
2 years.
Yeah.
2 years.
If they tell me 6 months, I know you lie.
Bro, there ain't a lot of good women running around. You've been single for 2 years, bro.
You'd be surprised.
Yeah, there is. Mm. There is some. I feel like as we get older, it's like
Only fucking someone, but being in a relationship, it's got to be like between 18.
I feel like
years.
I feel like as
even
we
know, that's what I'm saying. 2 years, bro. 2 years is a long time.
I feel like as we get older,
but relationship,
no, like looking for a relationship. Yeah. I'm not talking to someone you were just fucking.
Yeah, I'm not talking about that.
No, I know. Uh-huh. 2 years is a long time.
You can be in a relationship all the time, that's why.
Yeah, me?
Yeah, you. That's what you said the whole time.
Nigga, I haven't been in a relationship for 2 years. I don't know.
What. See, 2 years?
Yeah, that's different. I'm not a chick, though.
Yeah, my last relationship...
I feel like women are a bit more, you get me?
My last relationship was 10 years ago.
Why are you lying to me?
Bro, literally. Nine years, 2013.
Long nigga, time your wife ago. And kids are waiting outside this.
Hey, man.
Jim, are you like a fall in love relationship type quick, or do you...
Nah. I don't like commitment like that.
Oh, so we finally got a white guy, ain't got no like commitment. You should be like, the white guy, they commit quick and what?
No. Man, like took us and like,
bro.
Have you met Jake?
What?
That nigga a fucking psycho.
Yeah. Or Moody.
Yeah, bro.
Yeah, nah, he ain't real.
Don't count, bro.
No, yeah, yeah. He ain't real. He can't bring his game to London. Yeah.
He ain't even on travel, bro.
London, Bristol, Manchester.
Well, I speak, I'm in very big trouble.
Oh, bro.
But yeah, as I was saying, yeah, like, when I, when I lost my first girl, man, the heartbreak I was going through, like, it literally, like, when you're outside, yeah, all you think about is being inside. Like, you just don't want to be be outside. Like, and the worst thing is, yeah, is when mandem start cracking jokes about you. Like, yo, do not do this. I am on the brink of suicide. I am on the brink of suicide. And you're talking,
I jump in front of his car. What's funny now?
Yeah.
He's laughing.
I tweeted about the time, yeah, when I was in my work van and listened to Capital Choice FM.
Yeah, yeah. Back in the day.
Shout out to Alex going through his breakup. You're going to get her back. Don't worry.
Wait, the one.
Bro, I parked up, yeah. I'm saying names.
Oh, the skirt, the van?
I parked up. I see Joe and Kane in the back of the van crying of laughter. I'm like, bro, I've lost my girl, like my world. And like, you're laughing about this. And like, but you laugh about it the next day. Oh, but yeah. Bro, I wanted to just skirt off a cliff.
I would have crushed this thing like Jack's Teller, bro. Yeah. Yeah. Yeah.
Crush the whip like Jem in Barcelona.
Oh, hey,
bro. Wait, come they let you drive in Barcelona?
Come on,
he almost
man.
Killed them, bro. Hell yeah. Bro,
he's... I'm designated driver for
designated drunk driver. To be fair, yeah, we shouldn't have let him drive, but
you're all
nah, I messed
you
up.
You know what? They put the blame on me,
yeah.
But it's all
none
me.
Of the blame is on me.
It's all me. Like
none of the blame's on
have
me.
Have you ever been on Airbnb, yeah, and booked a place because like you search up, like, so I searched up Barcelona, mm-hmm. Seen this nice place. I was like, all right, cool.
You booked that.
Booked it.
Now what you're supposed to do, you're supposed to go on Google Maps.
Yeah.
No,
he
but
didn't. 40 minutes outside Barcelona.
Yeah. Where the accommodation is, mm-hmm. In comparison to where you're going to be, you get me.
Yeah, but what I had for the price, it was 3 stories, 6 bedrooms.
Oh, word.
And good place.
And it was like 100 each. And I was like, you know when you're doing stuff too quick?
Yeah.
So we get there, put into the maps, and we're like, from the airport, it was like 1 hour 20 away. We was like, fuck, like this ain't Barcelona.
Yeah. Good thing we rented the car. Though.
Yeah. And then last
thing is, when we got the car as well, it was like, this is a few years ago, yeah. Brand new Audi A7. One of them ones where you take your hands off the wheel
and it
steers for you. Yeah. So I'm on the M-way like this. I'm like, oh, this is amazing. Like, what a start to the holiday. What a start.
But where did you get cabs?
No, so we got a cab the first two nights. Yeah. Took an hour and a bit because it's in the sticks.
Okay. Yeah.
So then we were like the last
and we
night,
couldn't get a cab back because everyone's like, we ain't taking you there.
Last night we needed to get back for like, we needed to leave by like 6 a.m. Mm. to catch the flight. So we was like, we ain't going to risk it. Gem drive, don't drink too much. He wasn't even drinking that much. It was just like, we stayed up till late. I got to like 4 a.m. Mm-hmm. This guy's on the motorway like this. And I wake him up.
Yeah.
He's like, yo, I got this. I was like, all right, big bro. Now we're on the cliff.
No, there's four people in the whip, yeah? Yeah? 4 people in the whip. Someone stay up with me, at least. Someone.
Someone's got to stay
up. Like, I put an album, that's calm, but that can only keep me going for so long. Yeah. When I'm doing a 40-minute drive, come on, someone.
Car, you two.
And then we had, who else was in the car?
Oh, Morgs. And Dills, yeah.
Yeah.
And
Moses was getting robbed or something.
No, that was a separate time. That was a few years later.
Moses.
Oh, man.
Yeah, but them two in the back, yeah.
But they're sleeping.
And the other thing is, I mean, we were waiting for...
Yeah, it was waiting, yeah.
Oh, okay.
I mean, it was literally...
complete.
We drove to the club, yeah. We drove to the club. They're having a good time. All right. I remember being on the beach. It was like sunrise. I was like, fuck.
We need to get out of here.
All right, we're going here. Give him a lift, yeah? We're in the block in Barca now. And we're just outside playing rummy in the whip.
Yeah.
And I swear to you, for a couple of hours, I was thinking, we're fucking nicked here.
Me, German.
We're nicked. Me. And then it was like 2-3 hours. I was like...
Well, yeah. But the homie was putting in the shift. Me and stroking.
Yeah.
Yeah, me, German, Dill was... peacefully waiting in the car.
Yeah.
And then
it got to 6 a.m. Let's cut. I got a 45-minute drive to do.
No, but if I'm waiting, you got to like finish early, innit?
Yeah. The thing is, one of the ones.
Come on, DC. Don't do a marathon in there.
Yeah, I always say like, if one of the homies beat, I beat.
Yeah.
I'm not the one to be like trying to catch my nut
The worst thing about it, though, is
wait,
I didn't...
Wait, let him finish, let him finish. What?
Go on.
I'm not going to be the one trying to catch my nut on a holiday. Like, if I'm going on holiday, I don't need to catch my nut.
I wasn't
like,
sure where that was going.
Yeah, yeah, like, you know what I mean? It's catch like one of them ones...
What are you meant to catch it anyway?
Yeah, like, but you know what? Like, if I go on holiday, I'm not going out. I need to fuck girls.
That's never my motto. I'll tell you something, yeah? Like, I don't go to clubs and pool and that, whatever. But, like, when I'm out with my niggas and that and they're pulling... It's always when niggas are just going into the club to just have a good time.
Yeah,
and that,
yeah.
When you go in, it's like when
it's
you
not
play
premeditated. It's not premeditated.
You know when you play football and you're forcing it.
Yeah.
Nothing's working.
Yeah. Bruno Fernandes.
When you just relax, let the game come to you. Get me? Yeah, brother. Same thing.
You see them guys? Yeah, who are like, where's the girls at?
Yeah,
they scare me, man.
Yeah.
Because you're gonna be scaring away.
You're scaring me. You're definitely scaring the hoes.
Yeah. If you're scaring me, I hate to think what the hoes is thinking. You know what I mean?
They're petrified.
There's always one guy in the group who's low key scaring the hoes. You have to just give him the tap, like, yo,
stop.
Yo, let me chat to you for a second. Yeah. Like, yo,
team meeting.
The pressure's too much. Yeah. You need to lay back.
Yeah. Bro.
Let the ball come to you.
I ain't even gonna lie. My sex drive ain't even like what it used to be.
Nah, yeah. As I got older,
like,
I've sort of improved and I'm just mad. Yo, I can go.
I can't lie. Yeah. I'm seasonal.
Yeah, that's it. Seasonal.
I'm bad seasonal. A bad season during summer.
Fair weather player.
Not really. Like,
you don't feel it in the summer?
Because I always feel so groggy. Especially since I started getting hay fever. Really. Yeah. I feel mad muggy in the summer. Yeah. Really. But when it's winter, and it's like, you know, when it's cold, you need something.
You want to cuddle and shit.
Yeah, bro. Like,
with me.
No, yeah. heat gets me on heat, bro.
No, man. I just want to be in my crib, bro.
Nah, that's it. Yeah. Like, tomorrow, it's meant to be 34 degrees.
Yeah, ting.
Bro.
Hey, I'm going to be...
You think I'm outside?
No. I'm outside.
I don't know. I don't think so. Still.
Nah, man.
I don't think so, still.
We going to be... I'm going to be out here handing out musty dick.
Someone's got to do it.
Big fat fatty.
Aye, but someone's got to do what it. I wanted to talk about is Twitter. And I'm going to you... What do you think I'm going to bring up?
About what?
What's this white guy messaging you?
Oh my, broski. Yo, where to my nigga Bo Baddy? Where the smoke, there's fire.
I have to take off my glasses.
It can't be random.
God damn.
What's happening?
Bro, why?
I don't know.
You should explain this.
Right. I'm being harassed.
All right, cool.
I'm being harassed, bro.
So for you lot who don't know yet, I came on Twitter and I see a deleted tweet and then Luda's like, this guy's wilding. Sent me it and he was like, I'll sniff your trainers, I'll sniff your pants. And he had like, you see the gas mark?
I saw that yesterday.
Yeah. And I was thinking, he sent it twice to me.
He sent it twice. I thought I blocked him. It must have been a new account, bro.
Are you saying what? How much, though?
How much what?
How much would he have to give you for make him to like sniff your trainers and your panties?
Panties?
Come on, man.
Is it serious?
Well, can I just send it into him in the post? I'm sending it in the post. Come on, I'm doing that all day of the week.
Yeah,
so how much would he need to pay you for you to just like send him in, like bigs him in Air Force?
Well, in the post?
Yeah.
He has to cover like the new Air Forces. Yeah. So what's up, Bill 10?
30K.
Jeez, come on, man.
You got a weirdo, you got to pay for that shit.
Come on, man. What, one boot?
I'm not letting you get off for free, bro. Hey, man, business out here, bro.
I would say for me, give me...
Don't say like £200.
No, because that's not even worth it. Like the hassle. Give me like a K.
The thing is, you know, before I be getting weird DMs, like weird DMs, right?
So nigga got groupies.
Yeah. But when you're at me on the timeline,
yeah.
Like, come on, man.
You remember that like 10 years ago, that white lady saying that she had kids with
bro.
She had kids with Ludo. And they ignored her.
Nah.
So you're telling me it was out there for everyone to see that Ludo has kids?
No. It's just some random grown-ass white lady.
Someone came out and admitted that Ludo
has kids.
Everyone just let it go.
It was about 10 years ago.
It clearly wasn't real, though.
Nah, if you say so.
It wasn't real, man. I'd be getting harassed, man.
Nigga, take care of your kids, nigga.
Hey, man,
even about Twitter, I need to bring up the tweet I made.
What tweet?
The one about Ekin-Su.
About Ekin-Su.
Oh, wow. Why did you tweet that?
Your fucking Nick, mate.
Why did you tweet that? Like, why did you, like... What?
Do you know what's funny?
Because remember you said to me, Ludo, that you're not going to delete tweets anymore.
Yeah.
So, like, me and Ludo don't even bother you sending you your tweets. Because
what, you lot thought it was deleteable?
The tweet is... It's not, like, a good tweet, G.
I thought it was funny. I laughed my head off.
Like, I remember... You know what? I looked at it and I was like... The thing is, for me, when I see your tweets, I feel it differently because I see it, it's Alex being Alex.
Yeah.
Because the thing is, it's different. I know you, innit? Yeah. And I know you legit don't do any harm.
Yeah. I want to know what angle... like everyone got it from. All right, cool. So the first
they probably thought, oh, because you think, oh, she's a bit like friendly.
Yeah, you're basically calling her a whore.
Yeah, like and a crazy.
And what's wrong with that? Calling someone a whore.
Yeah, but they don't think you're calling it in a good way.
Yeah, I guess they're not. They're not seeing. They don't think you're calling her a whore. Even the word was even a bad
word. As a term of endearment.
But I can't. Yeah.
Is that okay? It's like a white man calling you a nigga and me calling you a nigga.
No way.
In like that.
What for a white woman? No. But it's like
that's a stretch.
It's like me. I come on here and I see Ben Davis playing for Tottenham and I call him a bozo. It's not a nice.
No, it's not the same thing because now you're talking about something different. You're talking about women and what they're allowed to do with their bodies. Yeah,
exactly.
I said they should
run a train on it. If they are.
Okay, let me ask you a question. Why did you say that about Ekin-Su and not about like Tasha or Gemma?
Do you know what? It was my first episode. I watched the first episode in DR.
And no, I'm just saying the reason you said about Ekin-Su is because she's outgoing and she's flirtatious and blah, blah, blah. Let me land.
Yeah, go on.
What you're doing is you're taking her traits as like being flirtatious and outgoing and talkative and saying because she's this way, it must automatically mean that she will let multiple guys fuck her at the same time.
Yeah.
Like, do you not see where what you're saying can be quite incendiary? Like, I don't get me. Like, I'm not
you're saying
sure
big words right now, but I kind of understand. But
yeah,
hear me out.
Okay.
All right, cool. So the people were messaging me. They were like, this guy is always...
Listen, when I saw them quote tweeting it, hashtag talks of Ash, I said, I'm going to sleep. Be safe.
Yeah.
I said, be safe. All right, cool. So obviously...
What? They just traded for Christian Wood?
So obviously, like, not being big-headed or anything, like, but obviously, if you're saying, this guy's always chatting shit, obviously, you know it's a joke.
Yeah.
So after third, fourth time, you kind of get it, like, it's a joke. I call it a generational slapper. Don't like that. That was a joke.
Yeah.
But then, like, when people like, so the first day,
I guess you're kind of saying people at this point should know your humor by now.
Yeah. And if you don't like my humor, I say just block me.
Yeah.
Like, why have you seen my tweets so many times and you still haven't blocked me that you don't like me?
Understandable.
Like, I'm not out here like follow me.
It doesn't mean that your tweet wasn't a bad tweet, Alex. Yeah. You get me? Like, what you're saying is valid, but two things can be true.
Yeah,
two things.
What you said is valid, and also it was a bad tweet. But there's no point in deleting it. Still need to delete it.
Did you laugh?
But I kind of did, but I laugh at all the shit you say. But the thing is, me and you are friends, innit?
So I could understand if it was someone that didn't really like me, I understand why they didn't like the tweet.
The thing is, me and you are friends, and so when I read your tweets, is that like I know where it's coming from.
Yeah, like, you don't read it like in a...
I don't read it. I read it, it's like, it's Alex being Alex. Alex is like, honestly, I'm not just saying this because he's my friend, we do a podcast together.
Mm.
Alex is, you're legit like the most unserious, lovable guy in the world. Like, you've got no malice in your heart, innit?
No, fuck it, let's cancel him.
Let's get him.
Let's get him while he's down. Yeah. Come on.
I'm letting him out. I got a rope.
I've been waiting for this day for so long.
Nah, honestly though,
Was your mentions crazy? Were they crazy?
I tell people, my mentions are only people that follow me and I have to see what...
That's what I do. Mm-hmm. I can only see people. If I follow you, I can't see my mentions.
It's one of them ones, I always say like people's opinions on me, it never really matters because... Alright, cool. If you follow me, fair enough. It may or may not. I doubt it. But if I follow you, I obviously see you as a friend or acquaintance, whatever. Yeah. Like, you're still kind of close to me. And like, if someone said that about me, it was like, if Jem said like, nah, you've gone too far, I've gone too far.
Yeah.
But then I'm just be like, I don't really care, kind of thing. Like, that's how I see it. I've always said the three people's opinions I care about is my mum's, dad, and grandma.
Yeah.
And
I'm going to say your mum and dad in Germany.
But yeah, like my mum sees my stuff. Like, she sees my tweets and I'm just like, she's just like, you're actually just an idiot. Like, kind of just like laughing. Yeah. And I'm just like,
at the end of the day, if your mum can see your tweets and just know it's just you being dumb, then honestly, no one else's opinion.
Yeah, that's the thing. Like that.
But at the same time, I was seeing, there was a woman in that quote tweets dragging the podcast, innit? And I can't have because it hurt me. Like, whoa. She said, fuck Ant. Alex, fuck Atlas. What did she say? Fuck Atlas. I was like, whoa.
So no, that was the one where I replied. She's like, you're on your 40th episode and only on like 589.
I told her you love her.
Yeah. But no, she was like, you're only on 589 subscribers.
You said it to get off the trail.
And I was like, I think that's a big number. I was like, I thought I was doing
it. I mean, we have 41 episodes, but we've already put the last like 8 on YouTube.
Oh yeah, I even forgot about that. And then I was like, all right, love you too, kind of thing. Like, I'll never hate someone for hating me.
Yeah. No, I don't think anyone hates you because
they're just tired.
How can you hate someone? Mm. Like Jay-Z said it. How can you hate a nigga you never even met?
Yeah. True. But I think a lot of people are disgusted though.
I'm disgusted.
Yeah, so.
But I don't hate him.
Yeah.
Do you see where I put my hand up where I went too far?
What did you do?
It was the auntie joke.
I don't think I saw it.
I've made it about four times. I was like my auntie at the Christmas.
Oh yeah. Those jokes. Yeah. You gotta stop doing that. Yeah.
I won't stop.
Which ones are these? Go on, say it.
Don't say it. Jim, don't encourage him. Don't encourage him. No.
You ain't never thought about... You know that aunties, that's not your blood, auntie.
Hey, come on.
But you never preface it like that, though.
Right, it's like Cheetah said, he wants his aunties to die.
Oh, yeah. Gino's in the mountains again.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, that's what was meant to bring up.
Yeah, Cheetah's.
This is Gino.
Yeah.
Gino's in the mountains.
You've been bleaching. That cake's up.
Is it working?
Yeah. Hey.
Gino's in the mountains.
But yeah, nah, but
Gino's going to the mountains often these days, isn't it?
Yeah, man. It happens, man.
Hey, man, we need to get your soul right. I hear that, man.
Yeah, but what else was I going to say? Ah, also, that Remy guy, he was killing me, man. In Love
Island. Nah, I can't lie. The way Jax told him to rap was racist.
Yeah. That's muggy.
Nigga said, well, rap. nigga started dropping 8-bar. I was like,
you got it wrong. You got his bars wrong.
What I'm saying, Twitter is the cruelest place on earth. Nigga came on for a minute. It was like, meet Remy.
Yeah.
I jump on Twitter. 10 minutes later, I see him.
Yeah.
Reverse.
Then I looked at the quote tweets. I think 1,000 in 15 minutes, I'd see him.
And then we see more videos.
Didn't you have a bar when he was like, I used to be a simp? Am I bugging?
Yeah. Like,
that's crazy.
Yeah. Then, a girl said, I look like Ovi.
Crazy. Wow. I should be on Love Island.
Tim's with a tracksuit though.
Yeah.
Hey, that's crazy.
A purple trackie.
That is crazy.
I said, yeah.
Looking like Barney.
I said, he was born in the wrong era.
So when should he have been born?
If he was born in... No. So if he came out now in 2014 in New York or somewhere, Americans would have been loving him, low key.
But he's not in New York though, right?
Yeah. No. But even so, don't you remember that video of them two little school kids doing like the reverse kind of thing. You don't remember?
Yeah, but they were kids. Yeah. This guy is a grown man.
But I'm saying everyone...
He's in his 20s, bro. Mm-hmm.
He's only like 22.
Yeah, 20s.
Yeah, he's in his 20s.
I'm saying back in 2015, everyone was...
You're talking about like the damn Daniel Vine era.
Yeah,
everyone but, whipping the nay-nay.
It's past that.
Yeah, he's way past that, man.
Hey, man, sometimes niggas be living the past. Like, Atlas is still living in the 90s with his rap music.
That's such a mistake.
Metaphorical,
the pyramids.
Rapping, go back to Africa, I'm going to slap you. This. You whack-ass MC. You can't shoot me.
Shoot, I want to hoop with my homies playing basketball.
That's the thing. I mean, the 80s rap music.
But the 80s rap music.
But the thing is, he just listens to it. You don't see him with a top hat and a thing, though.
No, but bro, the way...
And a kufi.
The way I saw the video, I seen the purple tracksuit, I said, nah, this ain't London. Then I seen the Foot Asylum. I said... Then I was like, don't let this be in the last 2 years. Mm. But... Homie was killing it, man.
He can dance.
There was one. He wasn't not in the purple track, so I think he was like in his back garden or something. I said, "This nigga cold,
bro."
Someone said if it was Chris Brown, everyone would be.
He's done.
He was no, like, but even Chris Brown is getting it now for doing the same little body popping looking routine.
Chris Brown, I ain't really
try something different, nigga.
Chris Brown, cool. Ever since 2005, 2006, he's been finished. You can't tell, like, come on, man. I see people saying, like, Chris Brown.
He peaked early.
He's one of them ones where if Chris Brown never made a track again, no one would be like, where's Chris Brown?
Mm.
But that's the thing, people were saying on Twitter that he's better than Usher.
Never.
People say he's better. Bro, Ryan Clark said he's more talented than Michael Jackson.
Yeah, but he's probably got brain damage.
Hey, no, but I feel like people are saying that he's talented as in he can do everything.
People even think he's more talented than Beyonce, you know?
He's not. No. But exactly. I feel like people don't respect being consistent.
Yeah.
Like people generally, they don't respect it. Like people like, who's mad consistent? Skepta, for instance. Yeah. Like people won't ever be like, he's sick. Like he's a top five, whatever. Brother's been around since like 2004.
Yeah.
Bro, that's like 18 years.
But then dudes will put Jay Huss in the top five.
He's crazy talented though.
He is. And he come is. From Ludo as well. That's crazy. Yeah. That's
he
a crazy
good. There's a lot of men who are talented. But I don't have Jay Huston in my top five.
I wouldn't.
This is obviously a debate for another day.
Yeah.
But I don't have Jay Huston in my top five. Even though I think Jay Huston is cold.
Is that top five UK? Or?
Top five UK.
But I feel like if you want
to
be
like top five. I barely have Skepta. I only have Skepta in there because I feel like I have to.
Kinda.
Like
yeah.
I feel like I have
to. But you got to respect his consistency.
Yeah, that's
people,
what I'm saying.
A lot of people actually respect consistency. Because like being there, being in and around, being the top dog.
Because he's gone through that phase where no one was fucking with him, calling him a cokehead, everything. And like, yeah. Skepta's done. Came back, and then now everyone loves him. Like, I always love when people just go missing. The hardest thing to do, yeah, is stop what you're doing and like go missing for like a year or two and just come back.
And be on again.
That's like, is it Kojo? Kojo Funds?
Yeah, what
about? I even forgot his name. So like, even if he tried making a comeback now, I'll be surprised if people were still entertaining him.
Yeah.
Like, it's one of them ones where once you're done, to relight the flame.
It's hard. It's hard.
The only difference with Skepta is that when Skepta's gone, Skepta had a decade worth of credit in the bank.
Yeah.
It's different. Yeah. It's a different situation. Like you just said, he's been doing this since like 2004. First time I ever heard Skepta was on Channel U when I was in like year five. Mm-hmm. Like, and that would have been what? 2006? 2005?
Yeah.
So like, it's 2022 now.
Yeah.
It's and he's still just as relevant as any.
Yeah, yeah. Like, imagine like having, like doing something for 16 years straight. Like, I'd love to be doing this right now for 16 years, but I doubt it.
Exactly.
I'm going to be chatting about flipping goo for what? We're gonna
be for like, 40 years.
Damn, I fucking hope
40, man. Like, damn
nigga, that's not family.
No. Like, damn nigga, like, imagine me coming home when I'm like 40, I'm like, the ovulation goo. Nigga, I got a 16-year-old son. But like, it's one of them ones. Like, when an artist, you can see their growth and shit. Like, it's amazing. Like, but
no, there's definitely something to that. Like, especially if the artist happens to be like a similar age to you as well.
Yeah.
You grow up with them. You grow up with their music, and obviously their subject matter changes.
Exactly.
They mature as well. You also like, appreciate that.
As their matter changes, it stays. It's always relatable because as they get older and go through things, you're going through similar things. You get me. So there's definitely something.
That's what some artists, they just say stuck in their own time where they can't, like, for some reason, they just don't grow or things don't change.
Like Eminem.
Eminem
is the perfect
example. That's an awfully hot coffee pot.
That's the best bar.
Yeah. He's going to rap like he's 2004, bro. Yeah. Like, bro, we have, you know, sensitivity training now.
I get people who just cut them out of the game. Like, if you just like, oh, I've made my money, you know, I've just...
But always feel it.
But he's still...
Dr. Dre
still
released an album in 20 years.
Yeah, exactly.
But he knows.
But Eminem's still releasing albums, so...
But it's one of the, I've always find it.
And a lot of his music is aged horribly.
Yeah,
awful. I listened to it, like, I listened to an Eminem song, a few songs the other day, because I used to love Eminem when I was growing up. And I was like, yo, like...
This nigga is
ass. No, he's good. Yeah. No, talent, he's good. He can rap.
Talent, yeah.
But I'm listening to the bars and it's making me cringe.
Yeah.
Like, I'm like, yo, what the fuck's this nigga talking about?
Obi Chet is some wild album.
Was.
Like, do you remember the... we were introducing...
Wass. I'm like, bro, like, why were you in the studio? Like, how are you in the studio and it's niggas with you in the studio and they're co-signing this?
And they're saying,
this is good, lay this down.
That's like...
That's the era that we're in.
I think he was trying to do something different though, innit?
That's going back to that Remy guy in Love Island. Like, bro, didn't you have like someone to be like, yo, like, stop the music thing? Like, you could like, I don't know.
Blowing modeling.
Yeah. Like
he said he's a model. And
he's a good looking dude.
Yeah, he's a good looking dude. But you know where you just need to pull someone aside? It's like, yo, this thing is not for you. Like, you literally can't do it.
A lot of men don't want to be honest to their brethren, though.
But dancing outside of Westfield, if you ever catch me dancing outside of Westfield or whatever that was, come on, man. But grab me to one side and say, what are you doing?
Be like, listen, yo, you're nearly 25.
You're finished.
You're nearly 25, dog. I know it brings you happiness, but I don't know. Go get a job, nigga. But nah.
Where to Luda, you're scaring me. Imagine all these women.
But that's the thing. Like, what's funny, like, whoever he couples up with, if it's India, she's gonna think
she have no idea.
She's gonna it's the exact same thing when niggas go jail and befriend that guy who thinks he's mad cool and come outside and you realize he's a waste man. Like, this guy's a snitch all along. But she's gonna come outside. First thing she's gonna look, and someone's gonna send her that video.
Yeah.
Do you know your man was doing?
Yeah.
Do you know what it is? Okay, devil's advocate in a good way.
Mm.
Let's say they couple up together, and they have like a good thing and it's all solid in that. Maybe she likes him to the point where I don't really bother her. I doubt it because those videos are egregious. But you never know, innit? Even still, I mean, this is when this comes out, there would have been today's episode and Friday's episode.
Yeah.
So we'll come out just before Sunday's episode.
Yeah.
From what I can see, she was trying to like use Remy to make a kind of jealous kind of thing, innit?
Yeah.
But like, Akena's just, Brett's just chilling.
Yeah, really lay back, sure.
I always said like, you see when people are like, oh, my man's nonchalant, da 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 da. Brother, he don't care about you.
No, I think he does.
There's a like disconnect. Actually, being nonchalant isn't someone not caring about you.
Yeah, but more time, if you really like a baby, yeah, and it's you and her, and even if you're on Love Island where you have to put in work for her.
Of course, yeah. It's not that
you will put in. You put in the work for her. Have you? When's the last time you put in the work for a babe? God damn.
Define putting work.
You messaged her twice. Like the conversation went dry, and you tried to reignite.
So what do you think about politics?
Come on, don't reignite that fire. That fire's gone. Once it's gone, it's gone.
Unless
you licked, and then you're like, hey.
Do you know what? Yeah, I need to stop getting drunk, and then like back in my heyday, those drunk messages be like, yo.
Speaking of, I got so burst the other day, I didn't even drunk text no one because I was that burst. I never even had the facilities.
Where was this?
Mello's thing, innit?
Yeah.
Oh,
I
missed that.
I never even had the facilities. It was so crazy because I mixed so much.
I entered the bar now. This guy fools me. I'm like, bro, get up. He's drunk already, bro. I'm like, yeah. I was like, okay, we're doing shots. Like, battle shots. Like, what am I meant to do with this? You're just there looking at the tequila. I'm like, bro, you had to drink that.
I don't remember that.
You're literally looking at it, you're like,
I do not remember that.
You know? Blackout drunk.
Honestly, yeah. I arrived at 8 o'clock.
Mm. Oh, Jesus.
Two more man pulled up at 9. And I was already burst. I don't know. I don't remember what time you pulled up.
So now,
you were probably like Bristol, probably more worse than Bristol.
Worse than Bristol. Way worse than Bristol.
So you were Bristol. He was
compared
finished.
To Bristol.
Yeah,
I was like what I am now. Yeah, like chilling.
When in Bristol where I got drunk and I left.
Yeah,
I get it from Gem. Like.
Literally, obviously, you know what's so crazy? It was in Bristol, wasn't it? And back in December, my boy's graduation party, everyone's drinking and whatnot. Literally, Alex just completely disappears. Mm. I'm thinking, bro, this guy get like beat up or something. Because every time Alex in like another city, he's gonna get stabbed, beat up or something. I'm like, oh, that can't be.
Wait, running back. Let's talk about that.
Yeah. Nah, nigga.
Like, is that what happened?
But yeah, nah, like, I got it from Jem. Like, Jem, he would just go missing.
Man. Yeah. Like, that would scare me. Like, what about Jem? Like, he just goes missing. I'm like, what the fuck?
I just know if I always said, I was, before we went on holiday, I was like, if anyone gets kidnapped, on like day two of the holiday, I'm not looking for you until like the day before we leave.
Yeah.
Why are you gonna fuck up my holiday? Like you're a grown ass nigga getting kidnapped. Man,
Mo was gone for half an hour on the back of somebody's moped. Whole time Mo.
How did that even happen?
Bro, he needed money for a tattoo and the guy was like, come on my motorbike. And there's this one video of him.
But I need money.
There was the one video of him just driving away on a motorbike and we was like, yo, where's Mo at? It was like an hour. And Dil was like, yeah, well, I ain't seen Mo.
Yeah, Dil was with him at this point. We're just back at the hotel, just chilling like, by the pool. Yeah. And then I see a video of Mo going. And Dil was like, I ain't seen him in 20 minutes. He was supposed to be back after 5 minutes.
Yeah.
I was thinking, he's fucked here.
He's absolutely
fucked.
Yeah.
But hold tight him, came back in the end.
I've never had like a experience where I'm in trouble on holiday. There was only one time when I was in Bali. When I had a 14-year-old driver.
You had a 14-year-old what?
14-year-old driver.
Yeah.
Hey, man, they be working early in like third world.
Basically, I came off the boat off Ireland. They were like, don't trust these guys. Mm-hmm. You're going to get your own shuttle. I was like, how's long the shuttle going to take to get to my hotel? These niggas said 4 hours. I said to little man, how long? He said 45. I said,
why would you take the shuttle 4 hours?
Huh? Because they drop it at each hotel.
Oh.
And they was like, yeah, your one's the last one because you're the furthest away. Mm. I was like, little man's offering me a little price. Mm. Give it to him. Man, I woke up now. I'm in the middle of nowhere. Shooting next to me saying, I'm such an idiot. Da, da, da. Why did you trust him? I said, shh. Went straight back to sleep. You ever get so nervous, you go straight back to sleep. Yeah, I was like, I don't.
Wrong like that, I'll be done.
Yeah. So I was going back to sleep. I woke up in the middle of it's like these cornfields, but I couldn't really, I only could see forward because of the headlights. Yeah. I said, boss man, like.
We didn't go through here.
I was like, where are you? He's like, we're here. I said, yeah, I'm sorry. Like, I fucked up. And then, you know, when you're in the
middle. Fuck, did he drive you?
Then I hear a bang and went. I'm like, oh God, we're finished. The guy was like,
just set up.
The guy was like, oh, Alex. I was like, I was like, yeah. And he was like, welcome to the hotel. Oh. Yeah, the hotel was in the middle of like a jungle.
Oh, so he took a shortcut?
No. The hotel is just like in the middle of nowhere.
Did you not realize that before you got
there? Bro, when you're in Bali, like you just take the cheapest one. It was like £4 a night.
£4 a night? Damn. That's nuts, isn't it?
A crazy hotel.
Like a nice hotel as well.
Hotel, I had my own pool.
Is that the hotel that you throw it up in? Or is that Singapore?
Oh,
you throw it up and shit in.
Yeah, Singapore, I was going
at
crazy.
The same time as well, bro.
I was out.
You've got some stories, big dog.
Whew, man.
That must be ridiculous, bro. Throwing up and shit.
You just got nothing left on your body. You just drop their weight.
Bro, literally, I was finished.
Fucking this girl like free.
He's like, just drained. I'm ready to go.
Nick like me got a six pack.
Trying to make weight.
you know the boxes, the bin bag.
I'm going to make that weight regardless.
Some dollar rice, bro.
Yeah. That dollar rice
had
me.
Crazy.
I don't even know if we're...
But was it nice, though?
The dollar rice.
Yeah.
Dollar rice is crazy. Like, there's dollar rice. There's one dollar rice I didn't go to see. It's in Singapore, but it's... is it Michelin star?
Mm.
So, like... It's like, what? I think Michelin star is about 5 stars, isn't it?
Yeah, like Michelin star is like the grade for like top restaurant.
So there's $1 rice that was Michelin star, but so I got the dollar rice. I said, nothing but vegetables and rice.
Yeah.
But it was different. I don't know what they put in it. But with a lot of Asian countries, they put a lot of MSG and them kind of things. Yeah. And I was just like...
But MSG shouldn't make you be doing
that. Nah, but I had the bottom of the batch at like 4 a.m.
Oh, all the oil and all that.
Residue. So when I came back.
Sitting there for a week.
All the flies and shit in there.
Yeah, all of that. That's that residue at the bottom.
Yeah. I'm trying to get on with shorty and my belly's rumbling. I was like, this ain't even your pussy this time.
Anyway, that it's was not episode. episode is this?
Might be 42. Yeah. You're finished, man. You're finished.
Benito, bro.
Yeah, episode 42. Nuts. Atlas, sign out for us. With a...
Episode 42. Fuck off. Episode 8 podcast. You know what time it is? Use the hashtag AOTPod.
Like, subscribe.
Love to our guest, Jem, for coming on today.
Yeah. And shout out to the 592 subscribers, man.
Yeah.
You mean a lot.
Don't worry about what that shorty says, man. She had a valid point. Fuck Alex. Yeah.
Yeah. But she left. She was going on the right road. I was like, damn, I agree with her. Yeah. Then she went left.
Yeah, she threw astray. Listen, love to you guys for listening. Love to Jem for joining us. Use the hashtag AOTPod. Thank you for listening, guys.
Over and out.
Love.
Fuck.